And my name's Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news starting for the hour now. Bay City police have arrested three male relatives, ages 21, 19, and 15, in connection with the shooting of a 39-year-old Essexville man outside of an apartment building east of downtown. The victim, identified as Shane Gontko, was found Wednesday night with a gunshot wound to the head in the 1000 block of Center Avenue. He was initially treated at McLaren Bay Region before being transferred to Hurley Medical Center in Flint, where he remained in critical condition as of Friday. Authorities have not released the suspect's names or a possible motive and are asking anyone with information to contact Bay City Department of Public Safety, Bay County Central Dispatch, or Crime Stoppers. A Bayport man has reached a plea agreement in a child sexually abusive material case. Keith John Finkbeiner has agreed to plead guilty or no contest to charges of distributing child sexually abusive material and using a computer to commit a crime, with additional charges to be dismissed as part of the deal. His existing bond conditions will remain in place, and he is scheduled for sentencing in circuit court at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 2nd. And we will be right back after this brief PSA with some more news for the hour.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back with some more news for the hour. Ashley Marie Robinson appeared in Huron County District Court on charges of second-degree child abuse. Robinson waived her right to a preliminary examination. Sources indicate the waiver was made in an effort to negotiate a plea agreement. Robinson is scheduled to appear for arraignment in Huron County Circuit Court on February 2nd at 9 a.m. And the owner of the Bad Axe Theater has been formally charged with multiple felony sex crimes stemming from allegations dating back to the mid-2000s. Mark Wesley Rolfe, 54, was arraigned Thursday in Huron County 73B District Court on three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, offenses that carry a potential life sentence. The charges involve allegations of sexual assault against an underage employee during that time period. Judge Julianne Ferris set Rolfe's bond at $50,000 cash surety. Court records indicate a probable cause conference is scheduled for January 15th at 9 a.m., followed by a preliminary examination on January 23rd at 9 a.m. Rolfe owns several Bad Axe businesses, including the Bad Axe Theater, Longshot Lanes, and the Hideaway Bar and Grill. He acquired the theater in 2004 after previously working there. In recent years, Rolfe publicly sought financial support for the theater, citing ongoing economic challenges following the COVID-19 pandemic, and previously raised funds for restoration projects to the historic property. The case does remain under investigation as it proceeds through the court system. And that was your news for the hour. You can get all of your news on thumbnet.net alongside obituaries and weather.